The diagnostic mindset. Find the root cause. Don't change parts. The habit that separates a real troubleshooter from a parts changer. Chase the root cause, not the symptom. Why the failed part is often a victim, and how to think your way to the actual problem. From the Launch My HVAC knowledge base. What it is. The difference between a tech who gets callbacks and a tech who doesn't usually isn't tool quality or refrigerant knowledge, it's mindset. A parts changer sees a dead capacitor, replaces the capacitor, and leaves. A diagnostician sees a dead capacitor and asks, why did it die? Because the cap is often a victim, not the criminal. This article is about that habit, treating the failed component as a symptom and refusing to leave until you understand what killed it. It's the cheapest skill to develop and the most valuable one you'll carry. How it works. Most components don't fail randomly. They fail because something upstream stressed them. A capacitor cooks because it ran hot, maybe a failing motor pulled high current, maybe the unit's overheating from a dirty condenser, maybe it's just an undersized aftermarket cap somebody installed. A contactor pits because of voltage problems or short cycling. A compressor burns because of a chronic refrigerant or electrical condition nobody fixed. If you replace only the dead part, the underlying condition is still there, and it kills the new part too. That's your callback. The root cause mindset says, every failure is a clue pointing at a condition. Find the condition, fix that, and the symptom doesn't come back. In the field, the mental loop that keeps you honest. Verify the symptom yourself. Don't diagnose off the customer's words. Make the system fail in front of you so you know exactly what's wrong, not what someone thinks is wrong. Ask what would have to be true for the symptom. A list of possible causes, not a single guess. The contactor won't pull into either no 24 volts at the coil, or the coil's open, or it's mechanically seized. Now you have a tree to test, not a hunch to confirm. Test to eliminate, not to confirm. It's human to look for evidence that you're right. Fight it. Test the things that would rule out your favorite theory. If they survive elimination, now you trust the conclusion. When you find the failed part, don't stop. Ask why it failed. Burnt contactor. Check incoming voltage. Look for short cycling. Inspect for animal/debris damage. Dead cap. Clamp the motor it was feeding. Check for overheating causes. The dead part is the start of the investigation, not the end. Confirm the fix addresses the cause, not just the symptom. After the repair, reread the system. If the condition that caused the failure is gone, amps normal, pressure's right, voltage stable, you're done. If the part works but the stressing condition is still there, you've bought yourself a callback. Common faults and what they mean. These are classic victim, not criminal patterns. Repeated capacitor failures. The cap is fine. Something is overheating it. A dragging motor, a hot cabinet from a dirty condenser, or low voltage. Find the heat source. Repeated contactor failures. Voltage issues. Short cycling off in a control or charge problem, or critters. The contactor's reporting an electrical environment problem. Iced evaporator that comes back after a recharge. The leak was never found. Adding refrigerant treats the symptom. The system loses it again. Find and fix the leak. Tripping breaker. The breaker is doing its job. A locked rotor compressor, a grounded motor, or a wiring fault is the cause. Never just upsize the breaker. Compressor burnouts on a replacement. If the first one died from a chronic condition, overcharge, restriction, electrical, and you only swap the compressor, the second one is on the clock. Tech tips and gotchas. The customer's diagnosis is data, not a conclusion. It needs Freon, might be right or might be a dirty filter. Verify everything yourself. One fault can throw multiple symptoms. A plugged condensate drain can trip a float and kill cooling and cause water damage. Three problems, one cause. Look for the single root that explains all the symptoms before assuming multiple failures. Beware the easy win. Finding a problem isn't the same as finding the problem. A dirty filter is real, but if cooling's still off after you change it, keep going. Document what you found and why it failed. It makes you faster next time, protects you on callbacks, and turns every job into a lesson instead of a guess. Slow is smooth, smooth is fast. 5 extra minutes asking why did this fail saves a return trip. Parts changing feels fast and is slow once you count callbacks. Safety/code notes. Root cause thinking is also a safety discipline. A furnace that just needs a flame sensor might actually have a venting or heat exchanger problem. Don't clear the symptom and miss a CO hazard. A tripping safety limit, float, pressure switch, breaker is reporting a real condition. Never defeat or upsize it to make the symptom go away. Diagnose what it's protecting against.